Eddie!
How are you, gang?
We're great. Hang on, we've got a sound effect we want to play. Fire it off, Byron.
Eddie
Maguire, as fellow colleagues here of yours at this at our parent company, SCA, working in breakfast radio, we just wanted to salute you and what an incredible impact you've had on Melbourne breakfast radio for 11 years. The king of breakfast radio here in Melbourne. My co-host here has not taken that one lightly.
No, but, well, he is.
You have been incredible, and we just wanted to pay you that credit for what's been an incredible journey for you at Triple M.
Thanks, guys. And one of the great things I really love about Melbourne is that I think Melbourne's breakfast radio right around all the stations is served better than anywhere else, certainly in the country, if not the world. And I say that sincerely. There's so many great elements to it. And you guys, you know, we're all great friends. You don't have to hate each other when you're actually competitors, because you get looking for different markets. You're at a completely different market than what we've been at Triple M. And that's why we've always been happy to come on each other's shows and talk to each other and celebrate each other's successes and things like that. So thank you for the opportunity to come on. And I've had a wonderful experience with SCA, Southern Cross Austereo. And as I said, part of that fun has been the relationship that these shows have had. And, you know, Fifi, I've been a huge fan of yours, as you know. And Fev, you and I go back a long way, mate.
We've got
a friendship that goes on, and one that has been an interesting one for a bloke who was kicking 12 against me on New Year's Eve.
We've been through some bad times, and there have been my bad times, and you've helped me.
Mate, it was unbelievable. I actually gave more counsel, I reckon, to Fev when he was at Carlton than I did any Collingwood player ever. And it was unbelievable. We'd be ringing up, but I love Fev. And, you know, that night was quite funny, Fev, because I was hosting the Millennium around the world from Sydney Harbour for Channel 9. And, of course, you remember they had the Y2K bug. And, of course, as it's going through, I'm crossing to bands and I'm hosting these things, and it's huge for the Nine network, and it's all going nuts. And I'm getting pushed through. He's kicked 5. He's kicked 8.
The only thing that went
he's
bang,
kicked 10.
Eddie was
he's
the louche.
He's kicked 12. Oh, God. And at one stage, they crossed to me, and I'd just been told he kicked 12 when Collingwood had been flogged by Carlton. And I've gone, oh, my God. Anyway, the only thing I said was, that's so last century. It's so last century.
It is last century. Something's not last century. Eddie is the hot seat tonight. And I know one of the contestants that are on it tonight is the Collingwood recruiting team. What's happened?
Because they're in the hot seat?
What's happened?
What, we traded a couple of players out? You kidding?
I know, but let's get down to the nitty gritty. We don't speak sport on our show.
Seriously,
I'll get you down to the nitty.
No, look, you know what it's like sometimes, Fev, and this has come out now. You can have a conversation between two people who walk away with completely different versions of the event, and they can both be right. There was a problem in translation there. Let me say this: in the trade period this year, there are so many players who couldn't get out of their clubs quick enough. Our issue is our blokes don't want to leave. So that tells you a little bit about what the playing conditions are for the players at Collingwood.
Yeah, mate, I would love to play for Collingwood. I see facilities. It's run by the best president in the land. But, do you think out of all your trades and all the things that have gone, do you reckon this is the biggest backlash the club's got? Because
I still
don't understand what happened. Trullo was one of your best players. Obviously, you've got a salary dump, and I think that's the excuse that you guys are using. But if he wanted to stay, couldn't you back-end his contract or something like that?
No, he was back-ended up the wazoo already. That was the problem. So what we did is we came out of 2017. We lined up what we thought was a great team to have a go. We missed the premiership by 5 points.
Yeah.
The next year, we beat by 4 points in the preliminary final. This year, we were in great shape until the injuries got us, and that was it. Bad luck. So we look at it hard and fast, go, right, okay, if we're going to go the next step, here's where we need to go to. Players back-ended their contracts, and Adam was sensational, and that's why we're happy to pay some of his contract going forward, because it's his money, and he deserves to get paid that money, and he wouldn't have got it probably at the other clubs that we were talking to. Mm. So you look after him, okay? Because he's a great bloke, and he'll come back to Collingwood one day.
Ooh.
He loves Collingwood. He sent me a beautiful letter, and I replied to him. I love Adam Treloar.
A letter? How old is he? Who writes letters?
Sorry, a text. Okay. Yeah, same thing.
Slid into his DMs.
I thought he'd put a pen to paper.
No, we did. He actually did it with a quill, and he sent it on a courier pigeon.
Got a raven to fly it down. A magpie.
So, you know, so that's where it's at. Viv. And, you know, these things, sometimes you've got to make tough decisions, yeah. not ones that you want to, but these things, you know, they come to a point and that's where it is. In the end, he goes to a great club at the Dogs.
Yes.
Tommy Phillips goes to Hawthorn. Jaden Stevenson goes to North Melbourne. They've got extended contracts. They're able to play at good places. We thought that Adam was wanting to go to Gold Coast. Didn't in the end. So he is where he is. Unfortunately, it's not with us, but that's where we are. And now we can get on with building the Collingwood Football Club.
Freed up some cash too, which is good.
Simple as that.
Go Doggies. Now, Eddie, I'm going to get you off that hot seat that Fev put you on and talk about the actual hot seat, because this is great. We can still see all your fans who are going to miss you in Breakfast Radio. We'll see you on Channel 9. But you know what I want to ask you, Eddie? Like, this is when you work in Breakfast Radio, as you said, you have a very strange timetable. You know, by 7 o'clock at night, you're ready for naps and ready to go to bed and you lose your mornings. What will Eddie Maguire be doing in 2021 in the morning? Are you
going to
sleep
in? I can tell you. But look, it's funny because I've looked at my schedule for next year, and basically all it means is instead of getting up at 4:30, I'll get up at 6:30. But but you know what it's like. You know, you're on all the time doing Breakfast Radio. You're reading all the papers overnight, up straight away in the morning, into it again. So there's a lot of preparation. A lot of it is osmosis through the day. But, for example, Fifi, it wasn't unusual for me this year to do the breakfast show, go through, and we were doing it till 12 o'clock because of COVID. So we're doing 6 hours straight. Then I'd go and do 6 or 7 hot seats on days. And then I'd go, like during the hub, I did that on a Friday, and then finished, jumped the car and drove and hosted the finals on Fox Footy. Wow. So, you know, you're going through till 11 o'clock at night from 4:30 in the morning. You do that once, that can take it out of you for a little while. But if you're doing it constantly, it starts to hurt. And, you know, it might have been okay when in the old days when I started on Triple M, where I'd be coming straight from the Chevron to the So I was able to push through in those days. And, you know, but I've given it a good whack. And now I'm just saying, all right, I'll calm down a bit, because, you know, you can push it too hard at times. And, you know, and it gives Triple M an opportunity to set up their next 5 years as well, what they want to do. So good things that are happening.
No, Eddie, personally, I know Fev feels the same. You are a great man.
Yes,
and I can
Eddie.
Say from me personally, because we worked at the same company, any time that you and we often would get partnered to go and speak to, media gatherings, sale gatherings.
Yeah.
It was always an honour. I always felt you've always been so generous with me personally and so supportive. And that's just been a wonderful culture that you've contributed here at SCA. And I know Fev personally, we just think the world of you, and we're going to miss you around the corridors here. But we can't wait. We're going to see you hot seat 5:30 tonight, Channel 9. And hopefully you keep taking our calls, because we'd love you on our show.
Don't worry. I'm going to be a regular caller in.
Good.
I'll be driving
look forward to it.
But Fifi, you're sensational. You are. And all the things you've said about me, I reciprocate, because you are one of the most generous, wonderful people that you could actually have in what can be a cutthroat industry. You've only shown elan and sophistication all through your career. And to my old mate Fev, who I regard these days as one of the greatest success stories in football, as a bloke who played and left nothing behind and had your issues, well celebrated, but you've been honest. And to be able to create a new career for yourself, mate, the way you have, and pull your family together and do things, I think you're just a sensation. So to all of you guys, I'd just like to say the reason why I love coming on your show is because the three of you are great professionals, but you're three wonderful people. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to your audience.
Oh, what a good man. And actually, Eddie, I've been in the assigned car spot next to your lovely Lexus. I've tried not to ever touch it. I have various different Nissans I get from Western Nissan Carolyn Springs, and I've always tried to give that big Lexus plenty of room, and I hope
you better believe it, because you don't want to touch one from Lexus of Blackburn, that's for sure. You don't want to go anywhere near it, because when I'm driving out to get in that Emirates flight and
boom! He's on fire.
Boom. And of course, but even if you did, it'd be fine, because CGU Insurance would look after it.
How good is he? Eddie Hot Seat back filming in Melbourne, weeknight, 5 p.m. on 9. Thanks, Ed.
Thanks, guys.